Macmillan Audio presents The Bandera Trail by Ralph Compton. Read for you by Scott Sowers. Author's Foreword. Spanish explorers found little about Texas to excite them. There was no gold or silver north of the Rio Grande. In fact, there was no abundance of anything except grazing land, and there was a blessed plenty of that in Mexico. Why spend more money for soldiers, missions, and padres in a vain attempt to civilize hostile Indians who had no desire to become civilized? The missions soon crumbled, and the Franciscan padres are a memory. But they left a legacy that may have changed the course of history in Texas and the American Southwest. For it was the padres, forever struggling to support their missions, who became the first cattle ranchers. Having little interest in Texas, the Spanish crown wasn't opposed to offering land grants to Americans willing to colonize the territory. Moses Austin, born in Connecticut but more recently from Missouri, sought and received permission from Spanish authorities to settle Americans in Texas. But Mexico declared its independence from Spain, and the newly arrived American colonists found their land grants worthless. Even as he sought an agreement with the new government, Moses Austin took sick and died. His son Stephen, then 27, had been studying law in New Orleans. Young Stephen took up his father's fight on behalf of the hapless colony, and after many months in Mexico City, persuaded the Mexican government to recognize the grants the Spanish had promised his father. In 1825, the Mexican government passed an immigration...